Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host Vishnu and these are the major news stories of Friday, April 19th, 2024. The first and largest of the seven phased Lok Sabha elections saw 102 constituencies across 21 states and union territories casting their votes to decide the fate of the country for the next 5 years. Tehran played down the explosion over an Iranian city on Friday in what sources described as an Israeli attack, indicating it had no plans for retaliation, a response that appeared gauged towards averting region-wide war. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal accused the Directorate of Enforcement of being petty and politicizing what he ate before a local court. PM Modi, addressing an election rally in Madhya Pradesh, said this year's Lok Sabha polls were about making India a big global power in the next 5 years. Four polling officials were suspended from service for allegedly failing to prevent outside interference in the voting process at the home of a 92-year-old woman during the Lok Sabha polls in Kalyasheri under the Kasaragod Lok Sabha constituency. Let's get into the details. The first of the seven phased Lok Sabha elections saw 102 constituencies across 21 states and union territories casting their vote to decide the fate of the country for the next 5 years. According to the Election Commission, voting was largely smooth and peaceful and there was substantial voter turnout in many states and union territories. The first phase of polls was held on all seats of Tamil Nadu, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Besides, there were 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 in Manipur and 1 each in Tripura, Jammu and Kashmir and Chhattisgarh. At 3 PM, the recorded voting turnout was 49.9%. Tamil Nadu had recorded 51% turnout, Rajasthan 41.5%, Uttar Pradesh 47.4% and Madhya Pradesh 53.4%. The results will be declared on June 4th. Explosions echoed over an Iranian city on Friday in what sources described as an Israeli attack, but Tehran played down the incident and indicated it had no plans for retaliation, a response that appeared gauged towards averting region-wide war. The limited scale of the attack and Iran's muted response both appeared to signal a successful effort by diplomats who have been working round the clock to avert all-out war since an Iranian drone and missile attack on Israel last Saturday. Iranian media and officials described a small number of explosions which they said resulted from Iran's air defenses hitting 3 drones over the city of Isfahan. Notably, they referred to the incident as an attack by infiltrators rather than by Israel, obviating the need for retaliation. The two long-standing foes had been heading towards direct confrontation since a presumed Israeli airstrike on April 1st that destroyed a building in Iran's embassy compound in Damascus and killed several Iranian officers including a top general. Iran's response with a direct attack on Israel was unprecedented but caused no deaths and only minor damage because Israel and its allies shot down hundreds of missiles and drones. Allies including the United States had since been pressing hard to ensure any further retaliation would be calibrated not to provoke a spiral of hostilities. Accusing the Enforcement Directorate of being petty and politicizing what he ate in jail, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal on Friday asserted before a court that the food he consumed was in conformity with the diet chart prepared by his doctor. The ED had on Thursday claimed before the court that Kejriwal was eating food high in sugar, like mangoes and sweets every day despite having type 2 diabetes to create grounds for medical bail. Kejriwal has been allowed to have food cooked at home in jail. The Aam Aadmi Party convener, who had on Thursday withdrawn a petition for consulting his doctor thrice a week about his fluctuating sugar levels, moved a fresh plea on Friday seeking consultations with his physician for 15 minutes every day. Meanwhile, the ED opposed Kejriwal's submissions, claiming the food he was eating did not match the diet chart prescribed by his doctor. It said Tihar Jail had sufficient medical facilities to take care of Kejriwal's diabetes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday said the ongoing Lok Sabha election is about making India a big global power in the next 5 years and asserted a strong and stable government was needed in view of the prevailing situation in the world. Addressing an election rally in Madhya Pradesh, he accused the Congress of weakening the defence sector for decades when in power and alleged the opposition party did not want French-made Rafale fighter jets to come to India. On the other hand, his government is strengthening the defence sector, said Modi. The PM asserted his government was committed to the welfare of the poor and pointed out that the centre has extended the free ration scheme for 5 more years for nearly 80 crore beneficiaries. 4 polling officials were suspended from service for allegedly failing to prevent outside interference in the voting process at the home of a 92-year-old woman during the Lok Sabha polls in Kerala's Kannur, officials said on Friday. District Collector Arun K. Vijayan, also the District Election Officer, suspended the Special Polling Officer, Polling Assistant Micro Observer, Special Police Officer and Videographer in connection with the incident reported from Kalyashiri Grama Panchayat. The District Collector also recommended an investigation against a person named Ganeshan for allegedly interfering in the voting of 92-year-old Devi at a polling booth set up at her residence on April 18th to facilitate her democratic right. Kalyashiri Assembly segment in Kannur district falls under the Kasaragod Lok Sabha seat. The Congress alleged that Ganeshan was a CPM worker, while the BJP alleged that it was an attempt to sabotage the elections. The Left Party has not reacted to the allegations. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Tours, hosted and produced by me, Vishnu Muralidharan, with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.